This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Blackburn Committee in the U.S. Congress continues uncovering grisly but tragically ordinary transactions between commercial interests or researchers, abortion specimen brokers, and active abortions. One set of emails gave the blow-by-blow possibilities. As they were in the middle of an abortion, an email a few minutes later seemed to describe mere commodities. Amnesty International continues its quest to enshrine the killing of certain others as a right. Amnesty is threatening to brand Ireland as a rogue nation for its Pro-Life Amendment 8 after a UN committee essentially said mothers of disabled children supposedly should have a right for abortion. Amnesty, wasting its reputation for once having defended the defenseless, now thinks Ireland should legalize all abortions. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, Illinois doctors are defending abortion as doing the best for Down syndrome children, while one judge appointed by President Obama will say whether that state can ban such Down syndrome abortions. And early death advocates are increasingly being viewed as coercing early death rather than merely legalizing it. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.